G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 73 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called the 2024 Combined Selection. And if you weren't aware, the selection courses for Commandos and SAS in the Australian Army from next year is going to be combined, or they're going to combine it for next year anyway. And then I guess we'll wait and see. So basically how it works is that if you want to go for special operations, if you want to be in special operations in Australia, you go and do this course. You do this selection course regardless if you want to go one commando, two commando, or SAS. Okay? So it's going to be combined, and it's going to be very interesting, actually. And a lot of people want to know all the details, which, you know, I absolutely understand because I'd want to know. But there's probably going to be a lot of changes, and this episode of the podcast is really just my opinion and my thoughts and what I think may occur on the selection course coming up next year. I don't talk to people from SOCOM. I haven't asked them about this. I don't really want to. They're probably not going to tell me anyway. And I'm not sure they've worked out all the details as of yet. So this is just my thoughts on the matter. And I guess we'll have to wait and see how it turns out. But you know, everyone wants to know, how's it going to work? What are going to be the key sustains or the changes? Okay, so what are they going to keep on selection? What are they going to omit? Right, because traditionally, if you look at commando selection, really, because both selection courses are around the same time, they're about 3 weeks long. If you look at commandos, up until, you know, even last year, there was probably less solo pack marching compared to SAS. There's probably more time as a result of that, more time within the team environment. There was definitely more and longer, much longer pool sessions. Whereas if you look at SAS, there was definitely more solo pack marching when you're out there by yourself navigating around in the bush. All right, the last phase is probably a little longer in regards to the limited food and sleep. So it's probably a day or so longer and less time in the pool. All right, so what out of those, if it's combined, what are they going to keep? What are they going to get rid of? And I'm sure they're probably having interesting conversations, very interesting conversations, and probably battling between themselves, the instructors, on what they want to keep and what they maybe want to get rid of. And each different exercise will have its merits as well. But firstly, I think overall on the course, there's probably going to be less candidates, right? If you added up each course separately, if you got all the people that turned up that they would have on a commander course traditionally, all the people that have on SAS course, and added those up, I don't think they're going to have that many, all right? That would be a tremendous amount of people to try and put through a selection course. So I think they'll probably have to trim it down a little bit, which I believe means you'll need to do really well on SFIT, all right? So a pass, I don't think, it's not going to necessarily guarantee you a spot on selection because they'll probably be able to be a little bit picky. So you need to be prepared for that. You need to turn up to SFET and fucking crush it to guarantee your spot on selection. And you should have already started your specific selection training program, all right, that will lead into SFET and then selection. And, you know, you want to have all areas covered. Meaning it shouldn't matter what they keep or what they omit from selection. You should be physically ready anyway. You know, you should be able to conduct, you know, I'd say up to 10 days solo pack marching. You should be able to handle 2 to 3 hour pool sessions and then have enough energy to conduct a tough physical session after that, whether that's a pack march, a run, a bodyweight session on the gym, or on the oval, whatever. You should be able to easily crush the SFS standards to book your spot on selection, right? But easily surpass those standards, okay? Definitely, you know, you should probably want to be running under 15 minutes for the 2.4. You probably want to be getting over 11Ks, 11.5Ks for the 90-minute pack march. Probably, you know, 55, 60 cadence push-ups. Probably, you know, 10 to 12 cadence heaves, etc. All right, you should have built or been in the process of building a high degree of endurance because that's what selection is at the end of the day. Once you get past SFET, once you get through the 3.2 and the 20 clicker on the first day of selection, it's endurance, okay? You should be able to do hundreds of reps of your standard bodyweight exercises, all right? Push-ups, pull-ups, squats, sit-ups, etc. Now, I know everyone wants to know all the details, and I know I would, about the upcoming changes or how it's going to look. But at some point, that just becomes counterproductive because you'll just be constantly worried about what to expect. And, you know, you'll be stressing yourself out before the course even begins, which what really does happen to a lot of candidates. They stress out for the weeks and the days leading to selection. They haven't got good stress management strategies. They're in this negative feedback loop or this negative worry loop, which is why dudes quit on the first day. Okay, they don't quit because it's too high. They quit because it's too stressed. Right, so you don't want to do that to yourself. However, if you've done the work and the training, it really shouldn't matter what they throw at you on selection. You should have built that ideal, tough, physical selection body and mindset to handle anything. So if you're doing a good program, you should have all that covered, all right? You should be able to smash SFET, should be able to smash the 3.2K run again on selection and the 20 clicker. And once you've got all that endurance built through a good, solid, long selection specific training program, you should be ready no matter what they throw at you. Okay, and what I mean by able to handle it or handle anything is being able to really keep up with everyone. Okay, again, once you pass the 3.2 and 20 clicker, assuming you get through SFET, once you pass those gates at the start of selection, being able to handle it is being able to keep up with everyone, you know, not get injured, not be, you know, right at the back of the line having your ass hanging out all the time, because then that's a red flag for the instructors. And if you keep that standard, being a low standard during the PT, you probably get bozzed. So that's what I mean by being able to handle it. Because once you've been ground down physically, after that, it's a mental battle from there on. Okay, and you know, you could obviously you could argue that it's a mental battle from now. If you're going for selection for 2024, mental game starts now. So mentally, you got to be prepared just as much as physically. So in regards to the mindset, you must possess things like excellent stress management skills and strategies. You want to be emotionally intelligent. You'll need to have high self-confidence and belief in yourself. Be a valuable team player, really unselfish, willing to help others, be able to deal with setbacks throughout the course. You're going to fuck things up. Everyone does. You need to be able to deal with that. You need to be able to deal with the bullshit that you're going to get from the instructors, all right? They're going to be in your face telling you you're a bag of shit. You need to have confidence that you can deal with that and that you can move on. Be able to be self-critical to keep your standards high, but motivated and driven enough to continue no matter what, no matter what's thrown at you, no matter what you're told by the instructors, right? You've got to have that self-confidence in your ability to be able to endure no matter what's thrown at you. And then obviously after that, after the physical and mental battle and prep, right, you'll obviously need to be proficient in all your soldier skills. So all the standard stuff, navigation, weapons, first aid, RATEL, infantry minor tactics, knots, working from heights, working in confined spaces, all your personal equipment good to go, right? You need to be professional, etc., etc. But if you've done the work, right, and you should have already started by now, you've probably been in the military for anywhere from 2 to probably 10 years, right? So you should have started the work way before now, but if you're starting physical selection prep leading into selection now and you do the work, you're going to be good to go, right? That's really all you can do leading up to selection. You can then go into selection, or you'll be able to go into selection confident that you've done everything you can to prepare. Then it's just about executing, right? Staying on the course regardless of how you think you're going, whether you think you fucked something up or you know you fucked up or not, whether you think that they'll be kicking you off at any minute, maybe the next boss, even if you think the instructors hate you, that even if you might even think that you'll finish but you won't pass, regardless of all that, you just want to fucking stay there once you turn up because you don't know, right? Once you turn up, don't talk yourself off selection for any reason. Right, because you might as well stay. You don't know how it's going to go at the end. You might as well stay. You might as well finish. You just might fucking pass. And that's it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you got a lot out of it. I hope you are fully into your training leading into selection if you're doing it next year, if you're doing the combined selection. Again, I don't know how it's going to pan out. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be it's going to be really interesting to see what the end result is. And again, be prepared for anything. You got the time. And there's no excuse going to selection not ready. Okay, it's just unprofessional. So do the work. Once you get there, stay. No matter what, do not talk yourself off it for any reason. Like I said, you might just pass. You never know. If you need any help preparing for selection, make sure you hit me up. You can email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com, or check out operatoredge.com/selection. There's a number of different resources there. But if you're looking for help, make sure you reach out. That's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.